The stage is now set for Montana's November 3rd general election. MTBR's Edward O'Brien reports on results of Montana's major statewide races.
One of Tuesday's most closely watched races will ultimately determine who will replace two-term Republican Senator Steve Daines. Daines' hand-picked preference, Kurt Almy, coasted to victory, garnering nearly 80% of the vote. The five-way Democratic ticket, however, drew in huge spending from outside groups in support of political unknown Alani Bankhead. In the end, she trounced former state lawmaker Riley Neal by 10 points. Neal places some of the responsibility for her loss on the Montana Press Corps.
The press establishment could have covered this candidate, done some backstory on this candidate who progressed. And I understand resources are very, very limited.
When asked if she will support the Bankhead Senate campaign, Neal responded, quote, "No, I don't think so."
I don't know her. I have not seen any evidence of her commitment to Montana or Montanans.
Aaron Flint won as the Republican candidate for the Western Congressional House District. In a statement on social media Wednesday, Flint described his nomination as the honor of a lifetime. Democrat Sam Forstag secured his nomination to challenge Flint in the Western District race. He defeated Ryan Bussey, his closest competitor, by 4 points. Forstag took to social media Wednesday to thank his supporters and reassert his support for working Montanans. Incumbent Troy Downing is the GOP candidate for the Eastern House District by default after running in an uncontested primary. Brian Miller won the Democratic contest in that district. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.